Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
This is Spike Lee, and the Michael K. Show starts now. 98.7 ESPN.
Thank you, Spike, and a good afternoon, everybody. This is indeed the Michael K. Show. We're running out of January. This is it, January 31st.
That's it.
2023. This is it.
This is it.
February starts tomorrow. You know how it works.
Yes, a lot of things happen in February. A lot of big birthdays in
February. Your birthday?
My birthday, Michael's birthday. No, I'm going to be 55, double nickel.
Okay.
Nancy's birthday.
My anniversary.
Valentine's Day.
Right.
A lot going on. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
A lot of
savor it while you can. Eventually it'll end up being in March. But right now, it's in the middle of February.
Now, we're going to start off today with a quasi-Nick preview brought to you by Jackpot.
What does that mean?
Well, there's a couple of things that you have to unpack here.
Okay.
The number one is the Knicks are playing the Lakers tonight. It's on TNT, but you could hear it right here.
Where?
7 o'clock pregame on 98.7, and then Ed Cohen will do the honors, calling the play-by-play at 7:30.
Let me see who he's working with tonight. I'm going to look that up.
But here's the most outrageous thing, Don. Last week, we said it with such joy and hopefulness that Peter and I were going to go to the Knicks game together. As you can see, if you're watching on Yes, I'm all dressed up because I am going to the Knicks game. I made a promise. I went out. I got a press pass. I'm going. And Peter is, dressed in a sweatshirt that he probably paints his house in. So you're not going.
Knowing me, sweatshirts that look like I paint my house in them cost thousands of dollars.
Probably.
Not the case with this one. I got it for free. But let's be honest. You're going to try to tell stories out of school. You last week... You had mentioned going to the game at some point.
Right.
Then we didn't discuss it anymore.
I said it's going to happen.
Then you hit me up and go, hey, just so you know, I went and got a press pass. I'm going.
Right. Then the next move was yours.
Yeah.
Is that an invite, though, Don? Or is that just a
warning? What am I, James Dolan? I don't own the Garden.
But you got to make a... You were the kingpin of arranging all this. The same thing with me. I said I was off, and it never went anywhere. I was in Toronto. We were talking about, hey, where you want to go? And I'm like, I actually have that night off. The Rangers aren't playing.
So,
and then never went anywhere.
Well, I said we're going to do
You're our leader.
Yeah, but you...
But there's got to be... You know how it is with us. You just can't leave it there.
I'm sorry.
When the game is 7 days away.
I don't need four children. I have two.
No. It's not that. It's just that when you are the leader of a dinner or an event... It's like, okay, and this is all on the air, by the way, so you don't know, are we kidding on the square or whatever?
There has to
be some sort of conversation. Like, guys, seriously, are we going? Okay, let's do this. That never happened.
No.
Never happened.
And
you
now
dropped
you're acting like
the
I,
ball.
This and, is the same thing that we said about the Honor game, and it happened.
No.
We didn't
no, there was
discuss
so
it on
much,
the air.
No, yeah, we it was brought up on the air, and then there was a series of texts immediately after.
Well, that was because we were doing the show there. We were not doing the show from the Garden today. We were just going to go with
buddies.
No,
because Ryan Hurley took the bull by the horns for the Islander thing and started setting things up in a series of text messages. Then it became serious, and it was going to happen.
I don't like
you
this.
Were the kingpin of this whole thing and completely dropped the ball. Now, what's worse about it, Peter, is that he gets to go.
Yeah, and not only gets to go, but also makes me feel guilty for not going. Now I actually feel bad.
Of course you should. Hey, you want to feel worse? Got a haircut today.
Me too.
And... Really?
Yeah, why do you have to do it every time? He always has to say.
Because all you have to do is shave your
head. You can't look at my beard and say, Don, can you look at me and say that I look...
You get a beard cut. You didn't get a haircut.
No, they cut my hair.
Yeah.
Skin fade all
the way down. But I didn't notice as much. I saw Michael got his haircut. You could see.
Well, of course, you don't have to make me feel bad, Don. I know the man has a full head of hair and I'm
bald. No, but it's not that point. I didn't notice. I'm sorry.
So Junior was cutting my hair. We were talking.
You love Junior.
I love Junior. He's a great guy. And he said to me, he goes, what are you doing tonight? Are you doing anything after your show? I said, yeah, I'm actually going to the Knick game.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, you going with any buddies? I said, no. He goes, you going to a game alone? I said, yeah. He goes, that's kind of weird. And I said, yeah, it is, but I don't have really reliable friends.
Well, no, and, no, and no, also, no. You're just not a good leader.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Along with being a bad teammate. Which was a really bad combination. By the way, Monica McNutt doing it tonight.
Okay, but here's my worry, okay?
Yes.
So when I do retire, right, whenever that may be, we'll never talk again because you need a leader. You don't need a friend.
No, only if you suggest the plans.
Right.
I did suggest the plan.
You did, and it did nothing
but
with
you got to follow. Like, for example, the other day at Royal Rumble, I wanted to have dinner. And I said to a couple of different people,
Triple H.
No, Booker T, my friend MVP. You guys want, my friend Sam. I said, you guys want to get steak tonight? All separately. I said, there's a Roots Chris in the hotel. Who wants to get steak? I got some takers. I got some people who don't want to go. I then made a reservation. Mm-hmm. I checked in with everyone. When the bill came, I made sure the table had enough seats. I did the things you have to do to run point.
A couple of things I want to
I'm a professional.
Okay. You took care of the bill?
No, I received the bill.
Oh, okay.
And then I made the decision.
I've seen your act before.
I've made the decision.
Alligator arms.
Am I dropping $800 right now for this dinner, or am I collecting credit cards? And I looked around the table, and I said, everyone here makes a good living. Pass the cards over.
Unbelievable.
But again, that's leadership.
Thank you. You may not like the choice, but I made the choice.
And the reason why it sounded like he was speaking Spanish now is you don't understand leadership.
I do understand leadership.
Because if there were leaders, because listen— when we were the conversations we had about the Islander game, like even Michael, to make sure that you wear something nice because we're going to be in the suite. Like you didn't run point. Ryan did, but there was
you
a
were the
feeling
guard, though.
There was a feeling that this was going to happen.
We suck.
You mentioned it on the air.
I
said I'm available. Peter said he's available, and it went nowhere. That's on you, brother. It's a bad job.
I'm not Julie, the cruise ship director.
No, but
okay?
You are. Though you don't know how it works. It's weird.
No.
You're going to be 62 years old. You're a man about town. You don't know how these things work. When you make the suggestion to do something, it's now your responsibility to get all the ducks in a row.
I've got to hold your hand to get you guys
into the building?
It's not
holding hands.
You know what?
First of all, there's going to be a text message like, are you guys serious? Do you really want to go? Because we mentioned it on the air.
Greeny's going. I'll hang with Greeny.
Good.
So you're going to be fine.
Yeah.
That's right. So all the salespeople, they would suck all the... We should go just because we'll be ignored.
What would they do?
They'd suck up all the air in the room.
Oh boy. I'm glad you finished that sentence.
Well, I don't know why you're... Where's your mind? You expect's going to happen in this suite. Now I should go.
Now
Peter,
you do want to go
because now I'll be able to sit there and enjoy a game. We'll be ignored.
There was actually one thing that would keep me from going to the game.
What's that?
And that was if LeBron pulled the act that he pulled yesterday.
Because
I'm not going to see the Knicks. I'm just not.
All due respect.
All due respect.
Respectfully.
I'll sit and watch the Knicks at home. But you know how I feel about the Condor. He's
you have
not
to see
played
the
at the Garden for a long time. Listen, we cannot solve the world's problems on this show.
We try.
We throw out ideas, but I don't know if we can do it. Not playing yesterday when you're essentially healthy, your foot was sore. I think your feelings were hurt because they missed that call against the Celtics that might have given you the win. Okay, whatever the case may be. You both sit out. Anthony Davis. Now, Anthony Davis, because he's coming back from an injury, they said they're not going to play him in back-to-back games.
Okay.
I don't know what... Here's the thing that doesn't make sense to me, and anybody that's out there that can help me through this. The Lakers are out of the playoff picture. They are out of the playoff picture. They need every single game that they can get. So if Anthony Davis can only play one of two games, wouldn't you play him against the Nets rather than have both he and LeBron out against a team that you could beat? Because that team doesn't have Ben Simmons and Kevin Durant. All you have to do is contend with Kyrie, who's been great. So you sit them both, you take a loss, you're still out of the playoff picture, and now because LeBron wants to play at the Garden, his foot's fine now, and he's going to play at the Garden. Also, this is a nationally televised game on TNT, and Anthony Davis is playing. You know, the NBA television contracts are up. And if I'm one of the different networks that are trying to get it, whether it's Amazon, whether it's CBS and NBC, and obviously we'll try to keep it, and TNT will try to keep it, You gotta talk to Adam Silver. So this nonsense has to stop. And I don't know how you stop it. I've come up with things like, if you are legitimately out for load management, right? Mm-hmm. Not because of an injury, load management. Now, there's no way to enforce this because they'll always say it's an injury. You shouldn't get paid for the game. And for what these guys make per game, I bet you they wouldn't choose load management. But there's no way you could do that because they say, well, I have mental anguish today, and that would cheapen when somebody really has to sit out a game because of mental anguish, or my thigh hurts. Somebody once told, a doctor once told me, if you ever want to like get out of work, say my back hurts, because nothing about a back will definitively show up on an X-ray. Just won't.
Right.
It just won't. So you can say my back hurts, and it might not necessarily hurt. But this is the easiest thing that I can come up with. You got to stop the back-to-backs. Well, you got to take that excuse out of the hopper for these guys.
Well, would the national television contracts have to figure out a way where, I'm sorry, do not schedule a game before we have a game on our network. Otherwise, I'm not going to sign. Right? If you're TNT, say, give us all these games. We have our package. Just make sure the teams that we have don't play the day before.
Good idea.
And you could probably work that out. Because I don't think there's any way to avoid back-to-backs, Michael, unless you want to spread the season out even longer. But they don't want to do that because they don't want to award the championship in July. You saw what the ratings were during COVID because they didn't want to crown. It's NHL either. They don't want to crown in July and August in the middle of the summer. They want it, especially the NBA, they want it during sweeps. They want it during that month of June. And they also don't want to start in September either. You know, so if you're going to have a condensed schedule between late October and early June, the playoffs ending, you're going to have to play a bunch of back-to-backs. You're going to probably have to play double-digit back-to-backs. How do you avoid that? But from a television standpoint, just make sure they're not on national television. But you heard Kyrie. I mean, Kyrie's admitting. It has nothing to do with injury. Guys just don't want to play.
Here's Kyrie. Listen to what Don's talking about. Here's Kyrie Irving yesterday.
I see it from both sides, and I have to sit in the middle and just say we have things in the works right now that we talk about, but all in all, everybody's body is different, everybody's will to play is different, and everybody's desire to be out there is different.
See, that's what gets me about LeBron. LeBron is like a robot. He plays all the time. To sit there against the Nets and not play, I don't get it. And then to be – now, if you're really hurt, you're really hurt. Like, you saw the whole story with Jimmy Butler. He was really sick and couldn't play. And a little kid and his family came from Argentina to go see him play in Miami. And he found out about it, and he made their stay a beautiful thing. He met them. He got them jerseys. Right. You can't do that with every single fan. But anytime the NBA has to show some real goodness about them, anytime a big-time player is out of a game, you have to offer refunds to every single ticket holder. Because if the players aren't going to take the hit financially, then the team has to, because it's ridiculous. I saw a quote from Kobe Bryant's widow. Kobe Bryant would play if he was banged up, have ice packs on his legs, his knees, his shoulder. And she once asked him, why do you play like this? He said, because somebody might have saved up a lot of money just to watch me play that day.
But you just play. I mean, and I don't know why it's just an NBA thing. It doesn't seem that, you know, the NHL has the same schedule. Same schedule. They play a bunch of back-to-backs. I think the Rangers have like 12 back-to-backs this year.
Baseball has a version of it now.
Baseball, but they've got 162 games. They have only 18 days off in a six-month span.
And I don't think they
can kind of understand
that.
And football's once a week, and obviously the games are just way too important for it to be a topic of conversation.
Mm-hmm.
But the NHL basically has the same schedule. All right, plays just as grueling a sport. And that Islander game we went to, Patrice Bergeron took a puck to the face. 4-1 game in the third period, left, came back in a game that his team was leading by 3 goals. The next night they were playing at the Garden. They've got a 12-point lead on the Leafs for first place. You think anybody would have batted an eye if Bergeron said, I got a puck to the face, I'm not going to play the next day? They said, listen, if you want to take off, take off. He still played in the game at the Garden. Because the instinct is, I'm ready to play. If I could skate, if I could play, I'm going to go out there and perform. They got the same schedule. Why? I don't want to be that guy and say, well, they're tougher than NBA. I don't want to be that guy. They're professional athletes. But they're well paid. So why is the philosophy in one sport, I want to play every game I can, and the philosophy in the other sport is, I'm sorry, it's just way too many games. The mere idea that we have to have a conversation about not having back-to-backs. Are they going to try to negotiate that in the CBA? Are the owners going to play less games? Are they going to spread it out and start on Labor Day and finish in June so we avoid back-to-backs? I mean, what are you going to do?
I think there's ways to avoid back-to-backs, at least not as many. I think your ideas are great. Before any nationally televised window, you can't have the teams that are playing those games play the day before. You just can't. There's got to be a way to do it. There's got to be a way to do it. And also, some pride as well.
And also, Michael, this is the perfect back-to-back. It's in the same city. They probably stayed at the same hotel.
Of course.
So if I can understand if or it's a back-to-back, you got to travel from Boston to New York, get on the plane. You're staying in the same hotel. I mean, I don't know that for a fact, but I know a lot of NHL teams, when they come and play the three locals, they stay in the same hotel.
Of course. It just makes sense.
So if you're going
to
play back – so if you were going to come up with a change the schedule, let's only play the back-to-backs if the travel's limited. This is the perfect back-to-back. It's in the same city. Now LeBron's got a thing for the Garden. So is it just the fact of, hey, we weren't going to beat the Nets anyway, but I want to make sure I'm a top gun for the Garden? Is that fair to the Knicks? Let's say the Knicks were battling for first place with the Nets. Mm-hmm. Oh, the Nets, they don't have to play LeBron because they're the Nets, and nobody cares about playing in Brooklyn, but it's the Mecca. It's Madison Square Garden, so the Knicks are always going to get the best players, and doesn't that compromise the schedule a little bit?
And that is a quick aside. I'm glad you brought that up. A quick aside. LeBron could have played last night. His foot was sore. Okay, because he's playing tonight, so it could not have been that bad. To show you that the Nets would ever take over the city from the Knicks, there's no specialness for them to play at Barclays Center. But to play at Madison Square Garden, and LeBron's missed the last couple of years. He was suspended last year, then COVID, and all. It's been like 3 years he hasn't played here. So it means something to him. It doesn't mean anything to play at Barclays Center. It just doesn't. So there's no magic about that place. It's a really nice facility, but right. There is absolutely no magic.
Now, it doesn't mean anything because the Nets and Knicks are not battling for the same real estate this time around, but what if they were? Like, would that be fair? You have to worry about playing LeBron because, we're only playing in Brooklyn or anybody else. You know, if they were playing at the Meadowlands or if they're taking it's not LeBron. It's, well, I'm going to go sit for the Clippers because I don't care about playing against the Clippers. I'm going to make sure I'm okay for the Lakers. I don't care if I'm going to be playing against Memphis, but I'm going to make sure I'm ready for the Bucks because the Bucks are a better team. I just play. If you're ready, if you're healthy enough to play, play.
Yeah, on Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn said that guys get bonuses in their sneaker deals if they play at the Garden. Not that they play at Barclays Center, if they play at the Garden. Not New York, but at Madison Square Garden. And the guy that we could thank for all of this is a guy who's looked at as a saint in the NBA, Greg Popovich. He's the one who started it. And he really accentuated with Kawhi Leonard. Those were actual game management days. It wasn't because he was injured. So I think that anything that is really legitimately put down as load management, you shouldn't get paid. If I don't come to work and I don't have an excuse other than I just don't feel like working, I shouldn't get paid. That's all there is to it. It's disgraceful to the NBA and LeBron, a guy I respect to all ends of the earth. And is a battler and is having an unbelievable season at 38. He obviously doesn't care that much about the Lakers making the playoffs. That was a game they could have won last night. They were in it till the fourth quarter, playing with scrubs. I don't understand it. It will never make sense to me. And Tom Thibodeau, the Knicks coach, told the story about Patrick Ewing. Patrick Ewing would insist on, when they do those exhibition games, they'll play, in some small town or whatever. He insisted on playing those games. Because he owed it, he felt, to the fans, and he owed it to the league.
That's the thing, is that, unfortunately, the lesser-known players, they don't care if they get hurt, so they don't have the load management. The load management's for the star players because it's such a star-driven league. They're the ones that lead you to the championship. But LeBron should know better. He's LeBron James. I'm sorry that we're putting that kind of responsibility on him, but people come to see you play.
Well, it's
you move the needle any place you go.
But LeBron plays generally 75 games a year.
I don't get why he didn't play yesterday and he's able to play today. I just don't understand it.
Also, yesterday was a pretty star-studded night at Barclays Center. There were a lot of cool people out last night. And you know why? Because it's the Lakers in town. The Lakers actually, in an odd way, Michael, almost have an even bigger responsibility than most teams.
If you're the biggest star in the world,
on the biggest team,
right?
Honestly.
You've got to play. If you can get out there, you have to play. Because I would ask LeBron, okay, your foot was hurting yesterday. If it was Game 7 of the NBA Finals, would you play? Now he'd laugh. Well, this wasn't Game 7 of the NBA, but you could play. You could play. You could push it, and you decided to just sit there in your sweater and sit next to Anthony Davis. It's disgraceful, the amount of talent that was on the bench yesterday. Now, Davis, they have mapped out a plan not to play back-to-back days because he's come back from injury. No such plan with LeBron. And I'm sure there's a little tweaking going on, too. LeBron James wants to break Kareem's record in L.A. And he's aiming for L.A. against the Bucks. So it would be the Lakers and the Bucks, Kareem's two teams. And the way it breaks down, he will get it on that day in L.A. So I'm sure they're trying to maneuver that.
How far
too.
Off is he now?
He's 150 points, something like that.
Wow. Do you guys hear about the game a couple of weeks ago? Was it Golden State Phoenix? Where like seven stars were on the top seven players were out? It was like, I think it was them. And it was Booker.
117 points.
117 points off. Every star from both teams was out.
If you ever, I don't know how many Broadway shows you guys go to, but it's happened to me a number of times.
I know what happened when you tried to go see Hamilton.
Right.
No Lin-Manuel Miranda.
You get offered a refund. I went to see Front Page. Nathan Lane wasn't there. You get offered a refund. That's what a responsible business does.
Do you take the refund?
I actually went to, I traveled all the way into the city.
Oh, you get the refund and not see the show?
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
Yeah. I mean, I would take the refund if I could see the show, too.
Okay.
Now, the Knicks tonight, that big, big win against the Celtics, we were supposed to go crazy about it, throw confetti.
Bing bong!
And then they lose to the Nets. So now what do they do against the Lakers? My guess is that they'll play well and they'll play hard, but this is who the Knicks are. Are they going to get Anunoby? I don't know. Is that a guy that moves the needle and makes them better? I don't think it makes them a team that can beat the Bucks or the Celtics in a series or even the Nets if they're healthy. But I think you make deals that actually get you better. He would make them better. He's a good defender, but you are going to have to pay him at some point. And how much money are you going to pay him?
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's bachelorette bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Couple of my friends who are really involved in the NBA texted me and said the reason he sat yesterday was he wants to break the scoring record at home.
I was going to ask you about that. When you get to that kind of number, you could probably figure out and do the math that, listen, this guy could be good for 30, 40 points in a given night. Does he want to make sure he does it at home?
I still don't think that's a good enough excuse, and I'll tell you why. Remember, you know, baseball doesn't always get this right. Bowie Kuhn made Hank Aaron play in Cincinnati, I believe, the opening series. And he hit 714 in Cincinnati and then hit 715 in Atlanta, where he wanted to break the record. Pete Rose, the all-time hits record, he played in the game before. Now, he ended up breaking it in Cincinnati, but he played in the game before and was willing to break the record. Hey, you... The game is the thing.
I know.
And also, have you ever seen what everybody considered the unbreakable record have less attention? Are people like talking about it like Hank Aaron?
I mean, maybe
or
they
Barry
are in
Bonds?
LA. I don't know. I haven't heard a lot of conversation about it. But
it's picked up. Like it's something, but it's not
a thing.
It's not Aaron Judge.
No. And Aaron Judge wasn't even the record. It was the American League record.
Right.
Let's go to the phone and see what you're thinking. Let's go to Mike in Yonkers. Start off with him. Mike?
All make great points. I agree with everything you said. The other night, I was watching the NBA channel, and they had Devin Harris and Sam Mitchell on it. And I believe Golden State sat down their whole team.
Yep.
One game, their whole starting lineup.
Disgraceful.
And Sam Mitchell was saying that he was, when he was a coach, he had no control over who played and who didn't play. They get like an edict, like they with these analytics in football and baseball. He had to sit certain guys at certain times on certain days, and this is the way it's going. It has nothing to do with maybe with LeBron James. It does, you know, because he wants to break the record at home. But people cannot play a certain amount of games in a certain amount of period, and they have to sit him down. He was a coach. He had no control over who played or who didn't play. It was an edict from up above, and he had to sit them.
Yeah, and that's why it's systematic and has to be broken down. And the only way that you can affect this is with money. And I just don't know. I'm not smart enough to know how to deploy losing the money, but maybe the team has to lose the money. And I think that what our last caller just said, absolutely true. I know that managers, Buck Showalter, Aaron Boone, they are given list of when a guy should. I mean, they do have the final say, but you know, he's played this many days in a row. Let's take him out of this. It's not just the managers and the coaches.
No, I get that, and we talk about it all the time during baseball season. Although it's a little bit more understandable in baseball for how long the season is and 162 games and all that. But can you split the difference, like LeBron, or whoever? We're going to play, but we're going to limit your minutes. We're not going to go out there and have you play 35, 40 minutes. Maybe you play 20 minutes. At least the fans get to see you. You get involved a little bit, and then you want to sit down. You can't. It's got to be a complete day off. You're still going to the arena.
And also,
right? Why? I don't get it.
If you're worried about like breaking the record in L.A., play the game and dish out assists. You average in your career, I think, 7.2 assists per game. That's the one thing that separates you from Kobe and Michael, because they did not share the ball like you did. So you don't have to go out and score 35 points. Go out and dish out 15 assists. Win a game that way. You don't think he could have helped the Lakers win the game yesterday against the Nets? That's so not LeBron. That's what's so disappointing. This guy is all about playing every single day. He's like animalistic about it. The way he works and the amount of time he puts into everything, he's amazing. And then he sits out. It was just such a bad look. It's just not a LeBron look is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I would have been bummed out.
Imagine you going to that game.
I'm telling you, there's a reason that a lot of people showed up last. I mean, you know, but anytime they come to town, the game is either sold out or close to sold out, depending on the market, and people want to see the stars play. Mm-hmm. It stinks. I agree. I mean, I give LeBron.
Especially this sport.
Especially in the sport that drives the game. I mean,
they've made it a personality-driven sport,
right?
Not a team sport.
Like, how many people in the building last night truly cared about the result of the Nets-Lakers game?
I'd say half. Probably Net fans.
Yeah, probably half.
Yeah.
But the other half, they were there to see LeBron James.
Of course.
And Kyrie and the stars. That's what people come for.
I was considering going.
Well, back-to-back?
Yeah, I was considering going.
Because I think in hockey and in baseball, and obviously there's certain stars or certain seasons where it's like Judge, you know, you got to play. He's going to break the record for home runs. But when I was growing up as a kid, I want to see the Cardinals, right? Not necessarily a player. They're like, you know, I want to see the Cardinals. I want to see the Giants. I want to see the Yankees. You know, hockey, I want to see, like, there's certain team. I want to see the Bruins. Like, there's certain players. Like, I want to see Connor McDavid in Edmonton. But for the most part, there's certain teams you want to see. In the NBA, it's all about the player. I want to see LeBron. I want to see KD. I want to see Kyrie. I want to see the different players, Steph. And when they don't play, think of the disappointment. Because I'm sure there's a lot of diehard Net fans. They were happy LeBron didn't play because they wanted to be able to win the game. But most of the fans are in there because they wanted to see the Lakers. And that means seeing certain players when the Lakers come to town, and the disappointment of not seeing those players.
Let's go to Will in the car. Will.
Hey, guys. First of all, great show. I love you guys. You make my ride home much more pleasurable.
Thank you, Will.
That's what we're trying to do.
These guys need to play. I understand if they're hurt. I get that. Okay. But listen, if they're not going to play and people are paying to see them play, maybe then instead of whacking them financially, maybe they got to go out and sign autographs. Or maybe they got to do something where they're available. I don't know. There's got to be a way to keep it for people so it's not like load management. I mean, come on. They play 82 games a year, and they got and they have the best of everything available to them. From, you know, every accoutrement you could think of, from the best food, the best health care. You know what I mean? If LeBron wants his foot rubbed, he can get the best foot masseuse on the planet. Okay,
That's what Allen said today. You're like 30 years ago, they'd be like one trainer with a bag of tape. Now they've got two different masseuses. They got a guy that stretches you out. They got how many different trainers? They've got all these ways of making you better. Where back in the day was, you know, rub some dirt on it, and these guys never missed a game. Ever missed a game. And now they're finding reasons to not play. They're not 100%. They can't they can't possibly play 82 games. How could they do that?
Well, you know what? It's hard to blame the players. And people are going to roll their eyes because this is what they have been taught. This is what has been preached to them. Because as a previous caller said, the teams are complicit in this because they think they get a better player. I know in baseball, they think you get a better player if you play them 140 games rather than 157 games. They just think you get a better player. So the team is complicit. They want to rest people.
All right, but that's a sport where you play almost, what do they get, 18 days off over 6 months, and you play day games after night games. It's a little bit different. Somebody tweeted me earlier. I want to try to give them credit for it because they did the math. It was Anthony. He said October 19th to April 9th is almost 180 days for 82 games. Why can't NBA players play every other day? Because that's basically what it is. You're playing every other day. And for every three games in four nights, you might get a week where you only play three games. You might get three successive days off. So it's already built into your schedule. It's not in baseball. You might play 18 consecutive games. That never happens in the NBA. You can't play more than two games in a row in the NBA.
I think that you had a great idea, though. If they're so, like, married to the idea of resting players, then you can announce to the crowd, LeBron James today is going to play 20 minutes. We'll pick those 20 minutes. You don't have to play him 38 minutes. You don't have to play him 40 minutes. He's going to play 20 minutes. And there he gets partial.
I don't think anybody can really complain about that. As long as he plays, he's in uniform, he's on the bench, gives you 20, 25 minutes.
And you know what you could do too? Again, I'm just throwing ideas out. I don't know how it would play. But if you're going to miss a game and there's some doubt whether you're missing the game because of an injury, because of load management, if you miss one game, you must miss at least five. Then teams wouldn't be complicit because they don't want to lose their best player for five games.
That's how the NHL was able to force star players to going to the All-Star game.
Right.
If you don't want to go to the All-Star game, then you're suspended for the next game after the All-Star game. So, yeah, you could see it. Listen, if you're going to miss this game, then you're going to LeBron, if you're not going to play against Brooklyn, then you're not allowed to play at the Garden.
Right.
Guess what? He would play in Brooklyn because he's trying to save up to play at the Garden. Well, if you're legitimately injured, okay, well, then you're going to have to sit the next game,
What if your load management days were predetermined at the start of the year?
And announced to the public.
Mm-hmm.
But so, there could be injuries then that would dictate when different load management. I like the way you're thinking, but I don't know if that solves anything either.
It's a tough spot.
Remember, the NBA doesn't want to motivate fans to not come.
No.
Right? I mean, how would the Nets feel? Or any building that's not guaranteed sold out every single night, that it's set on the schedule, he's not going to play against Memphis. Well, those Memphis fans are like, all right, well, I'm not going to buy tickets for that game. How would the Grizzlies feel if there's 10,000 people in the building for a big game because Golden State decided that that's the day that they're going to rest Steph Curry? That wouldn't motivate the NBA to do that.
And it's a relatively new thing because remember when Alex Rodriguez signed that contract with the Texas Rangers, more money than anybody had ever gotten. He played 3 years in Texas. This is an unbelievable stat. He played 3 years in Texas.
Okay.
He played every inning of every game in those 3 years, except for the final inning of the last game. Showalter took him out of the game. That was the only rest he had. Go check his numbers. Now, I don't know if he was artificially helped by performance-enhancing drugs. But he was averaging 50 home runs a year. He was somehow able to battle through and play every inning of every game. Cal Ripken Jr. played every inning of every game for a long, long time, and then obviously set the record as well. You can do it. Is there going to be a little bit of a deterioration in the player you're getting toward the end? Maybe, but isn't this the entertainment business?
The other thing too, Michael, and you can't ignore this because it's probably plays into the Lakers' favor too because it's not a great team, is that you add these teams, these play-ins, you devalue the regular season. Right, the regular season doesn't mean anything. I don't have to finish in first place. I all right, so if I have to play the play-in, but I know I'm going to make the playoffs, so I can miss a couple of games here or there. Maybe if there's a situation where that loss would be devastating to the Nets, to the Lakers, which it still may be, he'd be less apt to sit out. Golden State, the same thing. Would Golden State do this? Because they were hovering around the play-in for a good portion of the season. Mm-hmm. If they didn't have the parachute of 10, 9, and 8 in the play-in, would they be messing around if those games that were missed would miss them making the playoffs?
That's what makes no sense about last night. The Lakers need every single game. They gave a game away to a Nets team that was playing without one of the best players in the history of the game, and he's legitimately injured. And one thing about Kevin Durant plays all the time. And so does LeBron. That's what's so disappointing.
Well, maybe that's why he deserves benefit of the doubt here. I mean, I know it's all fun for talk radio, but maybe it's like, hey, let's give LeBron this one.
No, if you're sitting out a game because you want to break the record at home, that's bogus. That's bogus.
I do think there's a responsibility LeBron has that nobody else has.
Michael Jordan played every game.
You mean because he's the man?
Because, yeah, exactly.
Because essentially he's been the face of the league for the last 2 decades.
And I think with that comes certain responsibilities, doesn't it? And I'm not asking him to play with a broken leg. But, yeah, Peter's right. This is one guy that maybe deserves the benefit of the doubt compared to others. But even more so, he probably is held to a higher standard because he's probably the one guy, despite his advanced age, that people still want to see play.
Steph is in the same category.
Oh, yeah.
If Steph's
those
not there.
Those are probably the two guys.
And Steph didn't play here either.
I remember that I was taking Charlie to the Golden State Nets game because he loved Steph Curry.
Mm-hmm.
And when Steph Curry got hurt and wasn't playing, I said, we're not going. And he said, why? I said, because you want to see Steph Curry. He's not playing. He goes, well, is he sitting on the bench? I said, we're not going to Brooklyn to watch the back of Steph Curry's head. Sorry, we're not doing it. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. But he was legitimately hurt. So I just don't understand how you can be so hurt that you can't play last night. But, wow. The magic of medicine. You're able to play tonight at the Garden.
The regular season's kind of a bother to a lot of these players. Now, there's certain nights when you're playing at Madison Square Garden on TNT, you're going to get hyped up for that. But on a Monday in Brooklyn, I guess not so much.
But it's funny. The regular season's a bother, and that's all the Lakers are going to be playing this year. Because if they don't win games like last night, they're not making the playoffs.
Do you think it's possible also there's a disservice being done by how long and arduous the playoffs are?
Nah, I don't think so.
I mean, you need to prepare for basically in hockey and basketball, because I guess hockey would disprove
hockey
the point.
Hockey really has it hard because it's one game off day, one game off. Oh, they have got a lot of days off.
They've really separate. When they went to the best of seven in the first round,
they stretched
that thing out.
Yeah, in the NBA.
In the NBA, yeah, absolutely.
No, in the NHL,
it's basically every other night.
I think the Rangers lost last year because they ran out of gas.
I really
truly believe they had a better chance against Tampa Bay if every single series before that was not seven games.
Yeah,
they just were exhausted.
You're right. The Lakers right now are 2.5 out of the 10 seed.
Right. They might not make the playoffs.
Yeah, that's the bigger question. How could you rest on a night when you could get a win that you need?
That's what gets me.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
Did you see the temperature for this Saturday?
I did see it.
Hey, it's outrageous.
It is very cold.
15 degrees.
I mean, it is going to be February.
I understand.
It's about time.
It was 50 yesterday. It's pretty warm today.
I got to tell you. The kids are upset about it. Nancy's upset about it, but I'm not. That we've gone like 330 consecutive days without any accumulating of snow.
I know.
I'm good with that. I like that.
It's got to come along at some point, right?
Or maybe not. Again, we're 10 years away from it being South Florida and New York.
But Don, it's political for you to say that the environment has anything going on. That's political.
Temperature should always
it's always normal to lose snow completely in a market where you grew up with it being there constantly.
That's why I kind of laugh, like, oh, you know, Rogers doesn't want to go to a cold weather place. It's New York.
We're going to be Miami soon.
Right, doesn't have to worry about any kind of weather until January.
And I hear you. I don't really miss the snow either, but like I also can't get mad about 15 degrees on Saturday. Like, it's February.
Yeah,
it's
time
to bundle up, kids.
Yeah, and we have to suffer through a month, and then come March, you know, we'll be okay, and then It'll be springtime, and gotcha. Hope springs eternal.
And then pitchers and catchers.
Pitchers and catchers.
Oh, wow.
So that's my list today on Cinco de Mayo, the 5th of February.
Now, are we going to ask yes this year about a spring training game?
Yeah, what's going on with that? I think we did an incredible job. And
we will take the trip together.
I'll put it this way. I think the job that we did, we're owed a trip to Florida to be able to do it live.
Listen, I think you guys know.
I'll be disgusted if we're not offered that.
Those decisions are made at a different pay grade than
but
mine.
But what you ask is what we're saying.
No. I'm just trying to survive. It's shark infested
waters.
So you want me to do it?
You want me to ask?
You're friends with Flip. Call
right.
him.
I will.
Collars a rumor now. And you got that.
What's a rumor?
Collars. Like, that's a rumor. Remember, that was a big deal.
Oh,
you had the collar.
Somehow you've gotten back to being a hobo on the air, and that's okay.
Yeah, hobo, this is a nice looking sweatshirt.
Remember when you first started?
Oh.
And they wouldn't let you wear T-shirts. I think you could come in a Pat McAfee shirt now. They'd be fine.
Really? Because that's the relationship you have with Flip. So maybe you're the one that
needs
to call
him.
Flip and say.
I'll reach out for Flip. Flip.
I think it's going to be disappointing for you.
For the record, I just want to say something. This is important. I've had hindsight. I was wrong when I first got to the station for, like, putting a foot down about being a slob. I was wrong.
Yes.
But so were they. In that they were focused on my shirt having a collar or not. I was a disgusting mess generally. The collar couldn't fix it is what I'm saying.
But a collar does polish it up a little
it
bit.
It polishes it up. But like right now, for example, I'm not wearing a collar today, but I just physically look better than I used to look.
Well, I mean,
this is a better. You're getting a better product here on Yes.
You've lost about 48 pounds.
I've lost weight. Yeah. I cleaned my beard up. I pulled it together.
Well, what's going on with you then? That you look like such a mess.
You know what? I got news for you. I don't know what was going on then, but I'll tell you what. If I look at it now, Miss Natalie M. Ross, you wouldn't let me leave the house.
Really?
Or let me come back into the house.
Or be interested in you in the first place.
Or even take a date.
Like, flush it. She'd be up in the helicopter and out. Let's go to Ed in Queens. Hello, Ed.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, Ed.
Hey, what's going on, Michael?
All good.
Before I get to my point... please don't retire because I'll cry that day if you do.
That's a great. I agree with you wholeheartedly.
Well, thank you. That's
we'll
very
all
nice
cry.
Of you. I think Don would celebrate.
And then quickly get over.
See? Will you stop? You're pushing him out the door.
Ed, I'm telling you, Ed. Don wants me to retire.
I don't want you
to
retire.
Yeah, he does.
I'm starting to come around to Michael's side.
But Mom has an old saying that I can't really. I got to clean up.
Blanco, get off the pot.
Exactly. Let's do it already. I'm tired of the threats. I'm gonna maybe. What are you gonna do? What are you doing? That's what I want to know.
You want to tell him a date? You demand
Mr.
an answer. By.
You know, criticizing load management. Then the summer, you're a rumor.
That's wow.
Oh, man, you guys are the best. He really wants to listen to you guys every day.
Thank you, Ed. Thanks, Ed.
I'm sure you had to hear that. What do you have for us, bud?
Listen, I went to the game on Saturday. I took my wife on a lovely date. I've been bought these tickets. I thought, you know, I was expecting Kevin Durant to even play. That's how long ago I bought these tickets. And taking her to that date, I was so nervous that I didn't see Kyrie. Because I'm like, I just spent... $1,500 on these tickets to have a nice date with my wife, and she doesn't watch basketball, and all he was doing is saying how amazing Kyrie was. So imagine if Kyrie would have never played. So these athletes need to know that if they don't play, they're doing an injustice to fans.
No, you're absolutely right.
Work hard and pay for these tickets.
I wonder, Ed, and thank you so much for the nice words. I wonder... if they even care.
No.
I really do wonder if they care. Load management. You know, somebody just dropped a load of money. How about that? How about that for load management? $1,500 he paid for two tickets.
Yeah.
Who did you get to see? Got to see Kyrie. Now, Kyrie's great.
At least you got to see Kyrie.
But their argument's going to be, hey, I get paid to win championships.
But
and
they're
we
not.
Feel like... I know they're not, but I'm just telling you what their argument's going to be is... that we want to make sure that we're fresh come playoff time. And don't you want to see the Nets win a championship? Or, you know, the Lakers, in this sense, I don't think they're going to win a championship, but maybe they'll say, hey, that day off might have helped us go on a run to be able to make the playoffs. Or how about those fans in L.A. that will see me break Kareem's record over at crypto.com arena, whatever it is now, rather than having to do it at Madison Square Garden or in Brooklyn or whatever. I mean, they don't care about the fans. They never did. They never will. They're not going to get it. They were talking this morning. I think there's going to be a moment when the contract kicks in a couple of years for Curry where he's going to be making $60 million a year. Do you know how much that is per game? And he's just not showing up for a game? You should play every game when you're making like $850,000 per game over a season. Just seems odd that if you're healthy and you don't want to play because you want to save yourself for the postseason.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. The ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.